This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here, and I've got another quick one for you today. There hasn't been a ton of updates in the points and miles and travel news world. I feel like I'm going to, of course, say this, and this is going to get released, and something big is going to come out soon after. But as of right now, not a ton of things. I wanted to let you know, though, of a new, pretty good-sized transfer bonus that was just released. Keep you updated on some of the other transfer bonuses that are set to expire here over the next month and a half. And then also let you know a tool we just released on the website as well that will make it easier for you guys to use your points when it comes to transfer bonuses. So we'll just start off and jump right in. So the new big transfer bonus that was just released is going from Chase to Virgin Atlantic Flying Club. So Virgin Atlantic or Virgin Airways, you might be thinking, I never fly Virgin, or you might not have any trips planned to Europe anytime soon. Don't worry, this can be still pretty valuable, because don't forget that Virgin is part of the same alliance, which is SkyTeam, with the Delta. So when that comes to redeeming points, I've actually seen on a number of occasions, there could be a flight, for instance, that is a Delta flight that might be, let's just call it 20,000 Delta miles. But with Virgin Airways, it might actually be 7,000 miles with Virgin, for example. And with this transfer bonus of 40%, you would actually only need less than 5,500 Chase points to transfer over to Virgin to book this Delta flight. But of course, you have to round up. And so 6,000 Chase points is all you would need. So take a look out. If you have some domestic flights and you plan on flying Delta, really anytime, either soon or within the next 11 months, as we look out for award travel, this could be a really, really easy way to get a Delta flight, both economy or even premium economy or business class, for a lot less points. Now, not all of them are like that, where Virgin's always going to be substantially less than Delta, but a lot of them are. Of course, if you are going across the pond, that's Virgin is a great airline to fly. They're a fun airline to fly. We've flown them a few times. Their staff is fantastic. So they're a great airline to fly in general, especially if you're going to be flying directly to London, as an example, or connecting in London. But just keep that in mind. This transfer bonus is good until November 30th. So as of right now, this is kind of one of the newest ones and one of the ones with the longest runway. Some of the other ones, just for you to be aware of, that are going to be expiring at the end of October is going to be Chase transferring to British Airways, Iberia, and Aer Lingus. And those are all under Avios. So you can actually transfer your Avios amongst those airlines anyway. So if you have like a British Airways 10,000 Avios there, you can actually transfer that over to Aer Lingus or over to Iberia within their platform already. But just so you know, that's going to expire October 31st. And there is a transfer right now from Amex going over to Air France, which is KLM Flying Blue. That's good until November 10th. That's a 20% transfer bonus. I would probably wager that the Air France / KLM Flying Blue airline transfer, whether coming from Amex or coming from Chase, is probably one of the most used transfers, because so many airlines use them, and you can get to so many great long-haul routes and destinations through them. As a reminder, if you caught our episode about our trip to Bali and Singapore, we actually used our points, transferred to KLM Flying Blue, and booked through China Airlines. Had a fantastic China Airlines experience, business class, long haul, all the way to Bali. And so that's one that I would recommend. If you have anything that you're looking for, that could be a really sweet spot for you as well. I will just mention this as an honorable mention: through November 15th, Chase to Marriott Bonvoy 50%. I honestly would not recommend using your chase points for Marriott, even with the transfer bonus. But if you have a few points you need left for a really great redemption and you're trying to figure out where to get them from, that you're trying to take advantage of a Marriott stay for nearly free, that could be an option. One of the things I always say, and you've heard me say this, I'm going to repeat it again, for always for our new listeners and a reminder for our existing listeners, never transfer your points speculatively. Only transfer your points if you know you're going to use them, if you have something that you're planning on booking immediately. So between now and November 30th, for example, if you want to use this Chase the Virgin opportunity, look and see what flight you would actually book, and don't actually transfer your points until you're ready to book this flight and you've confirmed that that flight actually has booking availability. Not that you saw it on Points, yeah, or Seats.Aero or whatever it may be, and you transfer your points before double checking that it's actually available to be booked with points on Virgin before you went ahead and transferred your points there. So keep those things in mind. The last thing I'll leave you with is the tool I promised. So if you go on the Boldly Go website, it's on the main navigation. We'll also link to it in the show. It's just boldlygo.world/transferbonus. It is a transfer bonus calculator, and it makes it super easy. What I found many times is when there's a 20 or 30 or 40% transfer bonus, I'm going to have to reverse engineer the math to figure out what is the right ratio or what is the amount of points I actually have to transfer. Well, to help save you guys some time and honestly save me some time as well, we've got this tool here. You can put in exactly how many points in total you need. So for instance, 80,000 points as an example, you can put in the transfer ratio. So from what to what, as an example, most of your transfers are going to be 1-to-1. But if you go from Amex to Hilton, as an example, that's 1-to-2. So for every 1 Amex points, you get 2 Hilton Honors points. Right? So you're going to put that in, and then you're also going to put in the transfer bonus percentage. So you put those three things in, and it's going to tell you exactly the amount of points you need, and that's going to round up for you as well and make it even easier. Yes, I know all of you guys probably round up on your own, but why not make it even easier for you also? So that's a really nice tool, super easy to use. It's there on the website. Please take advantage of it. Please tell your friends about it as well. We're going to wrap this one up. Again, transfer bonuses, the version one is great. If you have something in the future you're thinking about doing, this would be the one to take advantage of. And again, don't transfer speculatively. We'll catch you guys in the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.